السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم. اما بعد, this is the last Saturday before the month of Ramadan, so it is the night of brides and feasting and celebrations and enjoyments. So eat and drink as much as you wish to before Ramadan comes. Preparation for Ramadan. So that is what we normally do. There's nothing wrong in having a bride or meeting friends before Ramadan begins. But our niyat must always be a preparation for Ramadan in the true sense of the word. If the person is going visiting a few family members, few friends, and asking people for forgiveness, if he has hurt their feelings, if he has borrowed monies, then he is making arrangement to pay his debts. If there are people who are sick, then he is going and visiting them, making iyadat and getting the sawab of that. Or there are other dini requirements, he is going and fulfilling that, or family visits. All that is permissible. There's nothing wrong with all that. But as I mentioned yesterday in the Jummah Bayan, that Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi states that just before Ramadan commenced, that is what people used to do. They used to go and solve their problems, they go and pay out their debts, they go and meet their family members, whatever other needs and requirements, necessities of life, they go and fulfill all that. And they prepare themselves, mentally they prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan. And as soon as the month of Ramadan begins, then they sit down in the masjid, finish for the whole month. He's saying that is what the tariqah was of our salaf. But now of course we cannot really fulfill those conditions, or we cannot really emulate and follow those great people. So then at least what we say is that mentally we must condition ourselves that now within a day or two, Ramadan will start, Ramadan Sharif will start. So are we prepared? We should make sincere tawbah from all our sins, especially those sins which we have now become accustomed to. It has become our habit. We don't require shaitan and nafs to push us anymore also. It has become like the train. The engine just pushes the coaches and then they carry on for some time. Or downhill, the person switches off the engine or puts it in neutral and the car keeps on rolling. So our lifestyle has become like that. Nafs and shaitan in the 11 months gives us such a boost. They're like the spaceship that they take off, and after that they don't require any kind of booster. They carry on their own in space. So like that, shaitan and nafs gives us such a push that in the month of Ramadan also we continue with those evil habits, with those evil actions, with those evil deeds. Yet Allah Ta'ala has changed the evil and rebellious shayateen. But because of our habit after that, we keep on ruling. We keep on doing those same things that we were doing before Ramadan. So Alhamdulillah, you have gathered here. We will be having a short program because some friends wanted to listen to some Naat Sharif or some Nazam or some Hamd. Unfortunately, our readers today, most of them have got sore throats and they're not able to read. Baatin mein mere ya Rab, bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho maqam tera. Baatin mein mere ya Rab, bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho maqam tera. Munis ho meri jaan ki, fikre madam teri, hamdam ho mere dil ka, fikre dawam tera batin mein mere ya rab bas jaye yaad teri har dam rahe huzuri dil ho maqam tera. I explained this when we were reading it the last time, that in my heart, O Allah, must be just your remembrance. It must be nothing but Allah, Allah inside our hearts. Now that doesn't mean you take tasbih and read all day Allah, Allah. What it means that every action of ours, it is guided, it is controlled by that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, that He is watching, He is listening, He knows. So we must fulfill whatever Allah Ta'ala's wish and will and desire is. We must not become azad. We must not become independent. We must not have our own free will. We say man has got his own free will. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us a free will. He has given us willpower so that we may be answerable, accountable, so that we don't blame Allah Ta'ala for whatever we do. Allah Ta'ala has given us willpower that we can use it to do whatever we wish, whether we want to go to Jahannam or whether we want to go to paradise, that is left to us. Using this same free will, we can choose right actions, right deeds, or we can choose evil actions and evil deeds. No one has forced us now to sit here. Nobody forced us and dragged us and pulled us from our homes and brought us for Salat. We used our willpower and we came. In the same way, people who are at this moment in time in the discos, cinemas, theaters, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, and all other kinds of haram, they also went there with their own willpower. So they cannot blame taqdeer for that. The taqdeer forced me into those haram places. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a willpower. We use our willpower and then we go wherever we want to. But the true mu'min and the true believer, he uses that willpower as per Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam. So he doesn't consider himself to be azad, free to do anything, halal, haram. He considers himself bound by Sharia. There's no such thing as azadi until death. Azadi the person will have in Jannat. In Jannat he'll be azad. Paband-e-muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. Paband-e-muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. Is gham ka ay dil koi mi'ad nahi hai. This muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now there's no limit now, only for a few years, few minutes, few hours. There must be istiqamat. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. We have to make an effort to reach that stage where the dard dil becomes mustaqil, meaning that this love of Allah ta'ala, it must not be just for few minutes. Once or twice we lowered our gaze from haram. Once or twice we restrained ourselves from fraud or from speaking lies. Suddenly we got some josh and we made some extra ibadat and zikr and tilawat, and after that we back to square one. It must not be like that. That muhabbat, it must, that pain of the Allah Ta'ala's love, it must be mustaqil. It must find a place in the heart. It is embedded there, like engraved on a rock. It must be engraved on our hearts. Remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whether it's in the bazaars, marketplaces, universities, colleges, home, any environment we go. But that dard-e-dil is with us. That muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is with us. We don't submit to our nafs and shaitan. Dard-e-dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Then we can say our heart has become a heart. If not, then Allah Ta'ala has given heart to animals, monkeys, donkeys. Everything has hearts. But the heart of a believer. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. बस नाम का वो गुल है जिस गुल में बू न हो. इज व्हाट यूज इज दैट हार्ट इन विच हार्ट देर इज नो लव ऑफ योर्स ओ माय अल्लाह. बिकॉज इफ दैट लव इज देयर देन दैट पर्सन विल डू थिंग्स दैट इज प्लीजिंग टू अल्लाह ताला. इट इज नेचुरल दैट द लवर वॉन्ट्स टू डू एवरीथिंग दैट प्लीजेज द बिलवड. तो इसे किस काम का वो दिल है जिस दिल में तू न हो. ओ माय अल्लाह इफ यू आर नॉट इन माय हार्ट देन ऑफ व्हाट पर्पस इज दैट हार्ट देन व्हाई डिड आई कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड. बस नाम का वो गुल है जिस गुल में बू न हो. इफ अ पर्सन ब्रिंग्स ऑन आर्टिफिशियल फ्लावर एंड सेज दिस रोज फ्लावर, सो पर्सन ब्रिंग्स दैट रोज फ्लावर टू हिज नोज एंड इनहेल्स, व्हाट फ्रेग्रेंस विल ही गेट फ्रॉम देयर? नथिंग. बस नाम का वो गुल है जिस गुल में बू न हो. It is a flower, beautiful flower, but there is no fragrance in there. So, bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Then it is just in name flower. The whole world will say that it is flower. But the person of intelligence, he will say that this is artificial flower. It is just the color of flower. It is just a replica. There is no haqiqat in it. There is no soul in it. There is no fragrance in it. The soul of the flower is its fragrance. Now if it doesn't have fragrance, that means it's got no soul. In the same way, the soul of the mu'min is his love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's the fragrance. If it doesn't have that fragrance, then it is bas kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. And when he gets that fragrance of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, and I repeat, this is not a fantasy world that we are talking about all the time, love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. And with every beat of the heart, Allah, 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 Allah. And the sweetness of the saliva. All those things are not fantasy world. There's haqiqat, there's a reality in it. So that's the fragrance. And when the person has that fragrance, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala draws people towards him. People accept Islam. Some in the past, our awliya-i-kiram, people just looked at them, they just met them, they just had a small discussion with them, and those people accepted Islam. Why? Because there was that fragrance. They could smell that fragrance. So, baatin mein mere ya rab, bas jaaye yaad teri. हर दम रहे हुजूरी दिल हो मुकाम तेरा. अल्लाह ताला के नॉट कम इन टू एनी अदर प्लेस. द होल वर्ल्ड, द यूनिवर्स, एवरीथिंग, द होल स्पेस, दे हैव नो स्पेस फॉर अल्लाह तबारक व तआला. इट इज ओनली द हार्ट ऑफ अ मुमिन दैट कैन हैव द तजल्ली ऑफ अल्लाह ताला. That same tajalli that went on the mountain and it smashed it to smithereens, small, small pieces. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he requested, Ya Allah, let me see you. He said, you can't see me, but you can see the tajalli. If you can see that, then see. But when he looked at the mountain and the tajalli was cast, he also collapsed. And the mountain also shattered. But I explained that the heart of the mu'min, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli, it can accommodate. Why? Because the heart of the mu'min has been insulated. That we say when this is lightning, when the lightning strikes, then it destroys. But they have earth conductors, so they absorb that lightning. So like that, the heart of the mu'min, it can receive the tajalli of Allah ta'ala. And yet that mu'min is still perfect, he's alive, he's not shattered, he doesn't collapse. Tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. Har dam rahe huzuri dil ho maqam tera. Dil ko lagi rahe dhun, laylo nahar teri. Dil ko lagi rahe dhun, लैलो नहार तेरी. मजकूर हो जुबां पर हर सुबह हो शाम तेरा. दिल को लगी रहे धुन, Lailo nahar teri mazkur ho zubaan par har subah ho shaam tera. Seene mein ho munaqqash ya rab kitab teri. Seene mein ho munaqqash ya rab kitab teri. Jari rahe zubaan par har dam kalam tera. Dil ko lagi rahe dun lailo nahar te. Person who is in love of someone, he cannot forget his beloved. What kind of a lover is that who forgets his beloved? So day and night the person in the love of Allah Ta'ala is remembering Allah Ta'ala and doing everything right as Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with. That is the sign that this person has got love for Allah Ta'ala. The person is getting up for his Fajr Salat, he's making Zuhar Asr Maghrib Isha, he's making Tirawat of the Quran Sharif, he's trading honestly, he's not dishonest in his trade, he doesn't take haram, he doesn't go for haram, no matter how tempting it may be, no matter how many millions of dollars he can make, but he is not interested in the lottos, and he is not interested in the gambling dens, he is not interested in anything that comes in a fraudulent manner. His only desire is to earn that which is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, which is halal, which is permissible. So that shows that this person has got love of Allah Ta'ala. There must be some signs of love. That is the sign of love, that there's obedience. Otherwise, what else is the sign of love? So many people, they say that we don't know, we are doing so much and we can't seem to get Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. We can't seem to reach Allah Ta'ala. They say we're doing so much but we can't reach Allah Ta'ala. So you ask a simple question, what do you understand by the word reach Allah Ta'ala? What does it mean? Does it mean that Allah Ta'ala will pull you from the earth onto the heavens and then you dangle from the first skies there and everybody watch you, now you've reached? What does it mean? Reaching Allah Ta'ala means that every moment, every action, every deed, every place that you are, then at that time the person is concerned that Allah is watching, he's hearing, he's seeing. So I must not do anything that is displeasing to him. I must ask Allah Ta'ala, that means ask from the Quran Sharif, from the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is pleasing to him. That is what the lover wants to do, to please. So he will find out what is pleasing. Now Ramadan month is coming, so he's going to ask, Ya Allah, what is pleasing to you in this month of Ramadan? So we know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is pleasing to him that we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we fast in Ramadan, we abstain from everything that is sinful, that is haram, we abstain from his disobedience, we give charities, we are generous, we are kind, we are compassionate, we make sabr, we don't give vent to our anger because we are fasting. The person says, you don't know I'm a fasting person. Every little thing, don't you know I'm fasting? So was that the purpose of fasting? That for every little thing, he said, don't you know I'm fasting? I will blast you just now, don't you know I'm fasting? So was that fast for the sake of blasting people? Leave that blasting for the people who are doing road construction. They will blast those mountains. When the person is fasting, what was the purpose of that fast? To exercise sabr, patience. If a person enters into some argument also, then you tell that person, sorry, why? I'm a fasting person. That means I don't enter into arguments. I don't want to fight. I don't want to quarrel. You go your way, I go my way. But if I offended you, if I did something that hurt you, then forgive me, make me maaf. I'm sorry. I apologize. That is what fasting is all about. So the person asks Allah Ta'ala, what will please you in this month of Ramadan? And that is what pleases Allah Ta'ala. Make extra ibadat, zikr, tilawat, those namazes which we don't read, 11 months of the year in the month of Ramadan, try and read those namazes, ishraq, awaveen, jasht, if possible. But at least stay away from haram. So this is what we mean by all moments, or every moment of my life, I must have nothing but you in my heart. And then Sine mein ho munaqqash ya rab kitab teri, jari rahe zubaan par har dam kalam tera. Basically the person is saying, Ya Allah, this kitab of yours, the kalam of yours, the Quran Sharif, it must be engraved in my heart. I must become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, or at least whatever surahs I can remember or memorize, I must memorize. Or at least the meaning of the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, it must be in my heart. So if the person is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, now hardam every time, whilst he's driving, whilst he's walking, whilst he's exercising, he can still read the Quran Sharif. He doesn't have wuzu, he can still read because he knows it by heart, he's memorized it. So Ya Allah, cause this Quran Sharif to be engraved in my heart, and then give me the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif in abundance. Because that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that the person, there is no such thing as jealousy being permissible. In Islam it's not permissible to be jealous, that Allah must destroy whatever a person has got, must give it to me. But if you wish to be envious, if a person wishes to be envious, that means, Ya Allah, bless me also with this sifat, with this quality, and give it to the other person too, or increase what he has. Then, لا حسد إلا على إثنين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. For Allah Ta'ala has given Quran Sharif to someone, then the person day and night, his occupation is the Quran Sharif. That means as much as possible he engages himself in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in the writing of the Quran Sharif, in the teaching of the Quran Sharif, in the propagation of the Quran Sharif. Or if Allah Ta'ala has given the person wealth, then he's spending of that wealth. In all good causes he's spending. So if the person is envious, meaning that he's desirous that Ya Allah bless me also with these two sifats.
دنیا سے اس طرح ہو رخصت غلام تیرا ہو دل میں یاد تیری ہو لب پہ نام تیرا دنیا سے اس طرح ہو رخصت غلام تیرا ہو دل میں یاد تیری ہو لب پہ نام تیرا ہر ماں سوا سے غافل شوق لقا میں تیری ہر ماں سوا سے غافل شوق لقا میں تیرے ہو جان و دل سے حاضر سن کر پیام تیرا دنیا سے اس طرح ہو رخصت غلام تیرا ہو دل میں یاد تیری ہو لب پہ نام تیرا ہر ماں سوا سے غافل شوق لقا میں تیرے ہو جان و دل سے حاضر سن کر پیام تیرا
دنیا سے اس طرح ہو رخصت غلام تیرا او اللہ This slave of yours, he departs from this world in such a manner. Ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. In my heart must be your remembrance, and on my tongue must be Allah Allah. This is how I must depart. This is how my life must go. This is how my soul must leave. Har maa siwa se ghafil, shauqe liqa mein tere. At that time I must not be occupied in how many properties I have got and who's going to take over and what about all the bank balances and what about this and what about that and all the dunyavi things will come in front. Say, Ya Allah, I must not be like those people who at the time of their death, their concern is now what? All my life I made effort. Halal, haram, I gathered everything. I missed my namazes and I built up my properties. And my bank balances, and I built my beautiful home, neglecting the rights and duties of people that people enjoyed over me. Now what? I see everything I'm going to leave behind, and now I'm going to go without anything. So I don't even have the good deeds with me, and neither are all these things going to accompany me. So I'm at a total loss. So Ya Allah, my death must not come in that state. Har ma siwa se ghafil shauqe liqame tere. I must be excited, I must be happy, I must be overjoyed that now is coming the time for me to meet my Allah. Ho jaan o dil se hazir sunkar payam tera. If Allah Ta'ala's payam has come, then now is your time to depart from the world and to come to me. Then the person doesn't hesitate because he was waiting for that time. The person was waiting. If somebody is waiting for his turn, and then the person shouts, right now it's your turn, how the person runs. Sometimes the queue is very long, the person is waiting. He waits, after 1 hour, 2 hours, then somebody shouts from the right, now your turn. So how excited the person gets that now at least it's my turn. So like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in this world, one by one, the people keep going, then will come our turn. So when our turn comes, at that time, we have to see what is in our heart. If we have given our heart to all the worldly things and material things, usage of material things is a separate thing. Use it, but don't let it enter the heart. Now if the person had given his heart to all these things, so then at the time of departure now, what's going to happen? His heart is attached to all those things. Hazrat Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Alayh, the change that came in his life, Allah Ta'ala wanted to give him hidayat. So he had a perfume shop, itar and other things that he used to sell. So a person came there, whether he was an angel in the form of a human being or whoever he was, but he came in that libas. And he stood and he kept watching. He said, do you want anything? He said, no, nothing. After some time again, do you want anything? He said, no, nothing. So then he said, then what are you doing for so long now? It's closing time for the shop and you're still standing here and doing nothing and buying nothing too and just watching. He says, no, I'm just watching that from the morning what you are doing is taking from this bottle and putting into that bottle, taking from the big jar and putting into the small one, taking from the small bottle and putting into the smaller one. All the time is nothing but pouring from bottle to bottle. All those who come and say, give me 1 tola, 5 tola, 6 tolas. So they have the big containers from there, you keep pouring. So whole day, that's what I saw, that you're only pouring from bottle to bottle. That's all. So when the angel of death will come, then I'm just looking at you and wondering what will you be doing at that time, because your mind and heart and soul is just from bottle to bottle, so your soul too will jump from bottle to bottle. So he said, but then what about you? How are you going to die? He said, you want to know how I'm going to die? So he took one sheet, he put it over his head. He slept on the ground and covered himself and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ولا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And he closed his eyes and he passed away. When he looked at him, he is gone. So that became the changing point of his life. And then he became Hazrat Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah. It's a long story, I just gave you in an explanation. So the person's heart mustn't be in there. The person must make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But his heart must not be there. Make use of it, but don't give the heart to it. So he says, Ya Allah, when my death comes, then this is how I must depart. That my heart must not be in all those material things. My heart must be with you. And I must be excited. I must be happy. I must be looking forward to meeting you. For whom are we making salat? For whom are we giving zakat? For whom are we going to fast? For whom does the people go for hajj? And we are restraining ourselves all the time. Look at the people, how much of restraining they have to do if they've got love of Allah Ta'ala. Then how much of restraining they have to do in the times of fitna that we are living. But the ashik of Allah Ta'ala, he says, come what may, but I am going to restrain myself for the sake of my Allah, for the pleasure of my Allah. So now this person for Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was restraining himself. So now he's got the desire, natural desire, I want to meet my Allah. Even if it's 1,000 times, but I don't know, when I say this couplet, it takes my heart to Jannat. So therefore, it came to mind again. With regards to Jannat.
Unke rukh se naqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi.
In Jannat, that veils covering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be removed, and the person will now see with his own eyes the countenance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the tajalli of Allah ta'ala. What enjoyment the people of Jannat will have. Make dua, Allah ta'ala, take us all into Jannat. That is the reason why people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Sahaba kiram, the Tabi'in, Tawa Tabi'in, Awliya of the Ummat, are also desirous of Jannat, to see Allah Ta'ala.
Hey, khubi ye du alam, ek husne khatima par, karna sar is muhim ka, adna hai kaam tera. Rag rag mein marte dam ho, sidq-e-yaqi ke baais. Rag rag mein marte dam ho, sidq-e-yaqi ke baais. Tere nabi ki waqat aur ehtiram tera. Munkar nakir aakar de jaye ye basharat. Munkar nakir aakar de jaye ye basharat. Tujhko rahe mubarak husn-e-khitam tera. Munkar nakir aakar de jaye ye basharat. Tujhko rahe mubarak husn-e-khitam tera.
Even Munkar nakir, when they come, then they give me glad tidings that alhamdulillah, you are passing away was in a state that pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You can now enjoy yourself. You can now sleep until the day of Qiyamah. Nam ka naumatil aruz. Finish all your problems, all your worries, all your gham, all your pain, all your trials, all the tests, all the difficulties, all the disasters. Everything that you faced, it's all over. Allah ta'ala is happy and pleased with you now. So Munkar Nakir must come and give me that kind of basharat.
Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare. Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare. Roze jaza na dekhoon main intiqam tera. Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare. Roze jaza na dekhoon main intiqam tera. Apne karam se karna Rahmat se baksh dena mere gunah sare. Oh Allah, with your rahmat you must forgive me. Ya Allah, I am not asking on the strength of my ibadat, of my tilawat, of my zikr, of my charities, of my hajj and umrahs. Oh Allah, I am asking of your ocean of rahmat, that with your rahmat you must forgive me. We must never think that we have done too much. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us out of His rahmat. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. If we are going to ask Him of His rahmat, Allah Ta'ala will give us inshallah His rahmat. So on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, forgive me with your rahmat, with your mercy. Roze jaza na dekho main intiqam tera. Oh Allah, don't let me face your wrath, your anger, your punishment on the day of judgment. I will never be able to bear that. I will never be able to take that, to tolerate that. Don't let me see your punishment on the day of judgment. Ya Allah, let me be just covered with your rains of rahmat on that day. Hum arzale khalaiq. Hum arzale khalaiq. اشرف کا واسطہ ہو شافع ہو جو نبی ہے خیر الانام تیرا ہوں ارزل خلائق اشرف کا واسطہ ہو شافع ہو جو نبی ہے خیر الانام تیرا Shafi jo nabi hai. That person is saying that, oh Allah, I am arzale khalaiq. Of all your creation, I am the most despicable, the most sinful one, the most rotten. But oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have made him shafi. He is going to make shafaat. So I am presenting before you that Nabi of Shafaat, that with his Shafaat, forgive me too. That may bless me with the Shafaat and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Apne karam se karna, mujhko bhi unme shamil. Apne karam se karna, mujhko bhi unme shamil jin par azab ya rab hoga haram tera apne karam se karna mujhko bhi unme shamil jin par azab ya rab hoga haram tera.
Ya Allah, let me be included in the list of those people on whom your azab will be haram, that you are not going to punish them. You have decided that they will not get any punishment. They will be given entry into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, let me be included in that list. That much is enough for tonight. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the love of Jannat and put the fear of the azab of Allah Ta'ala into our hearts. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that kind of connection with Him, that kind of ta'alluq with Him, that kind of muhabbat with Him and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we look forward to meeting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is fast approaching. We are not even prepared for the month of Ramadan. Our hearts are still with the dunya and whatever is in the dunya. Ya Allah, the love of dunya has entered our hearts. You have not prohibited us making use of the dunya. But oh my beloved Allah, the love of dunya has entered our hearts. Ya Allah, let your love and the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overpower and overwhelm the love of dunya. Ya Allah, let your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be dominant in our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us that desire to meet you, to see you in Jannat. Ya Allah, for the day of Qiyamah, let us be amongst those whose names are listed, that your azab is haram upon them. Ya Allah, list us among those who are in the list of those that will enter Jannat without any reckoning. Oh my Allah, we have no capital of good deeds with us. Ya Allah, wa amal nama is filled with nothing but evil actions, evil deeds, with haram gazing, haram listening, haram speeches, haram touching, haram walking, haram thinking, haram fantasizing. My beloved Allah, haram earning. How much of haram is in our book of deeds? But my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to erase all that from our book of deeds. You have given man the intelligence to make a computer chip. Millions of pieces of information are deleted by the press of a delete button. Hamare gunaho ke upar mere Allah afu karam ka kalam pher de. Delete all our sins from our amal. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the hearts that you have blessed your awliya-i-kiram with. Quwwat-e-jazb se hum sabko apna bana le. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا یہ ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یا اللہ give us the strength in the month of Ramadan to stay away from everything that is displeasing to you. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to make tilawat, to make zikr, to make ibadat, to do everything that is pleasing to you. Give us plenty of barakat in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat which descend in the month of Ramadan. Oh my beloved Allah, make everything easy for us in the month of Ramadan. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, asani ke saath hamari Ramzan Sharif guzar. اے اللہ آسانی کے ساتھ کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ سہولت کا معاملہ فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ہم عاجز آ گئے, گناہ کرتے کرتے ہم خود بھی تھک گئے. We are tired ourselves by Allah.
How much of sins we have committed. We are tired of committing sins ourselves. Now take us out from this ocean of sins. And Ya Allah,
bless us with your maghfirat.
Bless us with your rahmat. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. We are physically ill and we are spiritually sick.
Hum jismani bimar hai, ruhani bimar hai. Hamari jismani ruhani bimariyo ko dur farma.
Whoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, or whosoever has raised their hands this part of the night, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, jealousy, of evil passions. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. And those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, the fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Har taraf se mere Allah, fitne hi fitne, fitne hi fitne. Fitnas in our homes, in our bazaars, in our schools, colleges. Fitnas in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Mere Allah, who is there to protect us from these fitnas besides you? Ya Allah, even in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, there are so much of fitnas. Few meters away from the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the filthiest of movies can be seen on the television screens. The filthiest of music can be heard. The filthiest of magazines can be read. Few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, Ya Allah, the same story. Ya Allah, who is there to protect us from these fitnas besides you? Hamare dilo ka hal badal de. Hamare dilo ka hal badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. We have to depart, we have to leave this world one day. When the time of our death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it's not muqaddar de, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, a bottle of wine, or committing adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is suffering around the globe. Mankind is suffering, my Allah. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Bless entire mankind with hidayat and guidance. Those who have become obstinate, arrogant, they have made up their minds, they will continue with persecution, torture and tyranny of the ummah. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the hardships, the problems and the difficulties of the Ummah. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma, Hamare Masajid, Madaris, Khanqahon ki hifazat farma, Tabligh o Dawat ki mehnat ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, jitne nek aur deeni kaam ho rahe hai, sab ki hifazat farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.